Hello there, Blind Geek Zone. This is Austin Pinto, and today we are going to do something which is very interesting. Most of us have thought that today, most of us had thought about this before, but this could not be done. But now this can be done, courtesy of Android x86 project. What I'm going to demo today is how to run Android x86 on your PC. Now, before I could start the recording, I would like to tell you that this is perfectly a legal solution. There's nothing illegal. There's no kind of piracy and nothing in this. It's perfectly legal. It's a project made to port Android from ARM to x86 processors. Although it is an unofficial port, now by unofficial port I mean the port is not released by Google. Now, what do you need to run Android on your PC? The first thing you need is Android x86 ISO, and you can get from Android x86 project website. I'm going to give you the direct link for the download of the latest version up to now. The release date was 13th April. You may check the website once a month or once in 2 months for updates. So you need the ISO. You also need a universal Linux USB installer. And you need a pen drive of 2 GB. You need also an external hard drive. Now, the reason why you need an external hard drive is that, I don't know, for some reasons Android cannot save changes when you use it as a live CD on a pen drive, so you need to install it on an external hard drive. So what do you need to do? The first thing is get the ISO from the download link, which I'm going to give you in the description, and download the universal USB installer for Linux. The next thing is you rename the ISO. Now, the problem with universal installer is that it does not support 4.2.2. It supports build 4.0. So in your ISO name, wherever you see 4.2.2, just make it 4.0, and it installs properly, it boots properly, but only that the 4.2.2 support is not there. So you just have to rename the ISO. The proper name for your ISO will be Android x86 4.2.2, something like that. Then on step 2, you need to select where your ISO is. On step 1, you need to select which version of Linux you are going to put on your pen drive. In this case, select Android x86 version 4.0. In step 2, select your ISO file. In step 3, you need to select the letter of your USB drive. Now, please be very cautious when you select this, because the installer deletes files from the drive in an irrecoverable manner. So please be very cautious while selecting the letter of your USB pen drive. Then you need to click on the create button, and it will format your pen drive and extract the files and install the Android onto your pen drive. Okay, now that's done. The pen drive work is finished. Before you do anything else, you would like to also, no, you will have to format your external drive in ext2 or ext3, that is ext2 or ext3. Now, it is not required that you dedicate the full drive for Android, Android requires 10 GB recommended space. You can dedicate a 2 GB or a 4 GB, but 10 GB is recommended. So you can do that. Now, to format the hard drive in X2 or X3, you don't need to do anything because the installer, the Android installer, will take care of this. I'm going to show you how to do that in a minute. Now, before you format your external hard drive, make sure with your computer manufacturer or with the computer manual that your computer, your motherboard, supports booting from X2 or X3 file system. If it does not, you can get an error 17 or an error 2 in your BIOS. So that's been covered. Now then, what you need to do is boot your computer from the pen drive, and now you require really fantastic sighted help, because even a mistake can let you lose your existing operating system. This Android x86 works with PCs having Windows and PCs having Linux. It works on x86 processors. People have also reported it to work on x64 based processor, but they say that it's sluggish and it crashes sometimes, but you can still give it a try. The maximum that can happen is your computer will crash and you need to restart it to your OS. So you can try that. So once you boot from the pen drive, you will get two options. One is the live CD, one is the install to hard drive option. To just verify that everything works in your computer, the display, the Wi-Fi and everything, you can choose the live CD option. Now please note, this is for computers having Bluetooth radio. At least in this build of Android x86 4.2.2, the Bluetooth is not working. Wi-Fi works on all computers except Toshiba satellite series laptops. You can also access LAN if your PC does not have a Wi-Fi port. You can also access internet on LAN, but that should be in DHCP mode. So you can just boot from the live CD and see that everything is working. But mind a note that the live CD will not save your changes. So if you boot from the live CD, you complete the setup, you enable TalkBack, and you boot again, TalkBack will be disabled. And one more thing, you need sighted help to enable TalkBack with this version. However, if you do not want to take sighted help or you don't have sighted help, and if you are a member of the Eyes Free group, that's for Android, you will recollect that the two members, Russ and Simon, are both developing VM images. However, these images work only in VirtualBox and not VMware players or softwares. Now, these images are the same image of Android x86. The only modification in it is TalkBack is pre-enabled, so you don't need any sighted help to enable it. I'm going to give you download links for the VM image also in the podcast description, so that if you want to use the VM image, then you can use it. So now, going by that, you have selected install to hard drive. You need to select your external hard drive, and if it asks you, do you want to format your hard drive, say yes and choose ext2 or ext3. Now please note, this is a very severe caution. Do not select NTFS or FAT32, as Android does not save changes to both these formats. So you need to note that. Create a data partition, select yes, and choose 2 GB. You cannot select more than that, but you can select less than that, but it is not recommended. Do you want to install the bootloader? This is very important. Select yes. It will install the grub bootloader, which is also used to boot Linux. The installation will complete then, and it will ask you, do you want to run Android or reboot? Now you can select run Android, but remove your pen drive before you select that, otherwise it may start the Android from pen drive. Once you run Android, just go through the settings screen, set up your tablet with your account and things, and enable TalkBack with sighted help. Now I'm not going to give you instructions on how to import and use the VirtualBox images, because I'm not pertaining to that is not pertaining with this demo. However, if someone wants me to do that, I will do that. Now, what are the advantages of using Android on your PC? Now, this is not the advantages of VMware images. This is the advantage of booting from an external hard drive. The first biggest advantage is that if you want to buy an Android phone, and if you do not know what Android is and how to work in it, you can see, you can, you know, make out that. The next biggest advantage is, you know, you can test apps on your PC instead of just cluttering your phone with all the junk. So let's say you have installed an app, the app does not work, you uninstall the app and the junk of the app remains in your phone. So best is you can test the app on your PC. If it does not work, just uninstall it, and the junk also will be removed. Now, the biggest disadvantages are that there are two disadvantages. One is that TalkBack cannot be enabled with the two-finger hold shortcut that 4.2.2 uses. This may be possible on a touchscreen laptop, but as I do not know much about this, I do not want to misguide anyone. Another disadvantage is some of the apps are not compatible with the Android x86, and that is pretty general because these apps are made to run on an ARM processor, so these are totally different processor models. So apps will not be compatible on your Android x86 based processor. Sometimes the Play Store will let you install the app, and when you open the app will crash, or sometimes it just won't let you install the app. So that you need to take good care of. But if apps are not compatible, you can speak to the app developer to make it compatible. I myself have spoken to developers of Skype, of Nimbus. I've also spoken to the developers of Ivona TTS and Code Factory by email. All of these I've emailed them. When you email a developer, it's best to give them the download link of Android x86, because the project has just started recently, although it is getting popular, but developers sometimes, you know, don't know about these things, or just behave like as if they don't know about these things. Whatever be the case, we need to be, you know, a bit more prepared from our side to give them the download link. Now, the advantages of using a VMware image is that, you know, first is TalkBack is enabled, so that's a big advantage for us. No need to take any sighted help, that's pre-enabled. The next advantage is you can try it alongside Windows. Now this also, this VM VirtualBox image that is developed will also work on Mac. However, I don't know much, but I don't think Apple will allow you to boot from X3 or X2. If it does, then well, it will work for you. Both the images will work, but I don't know about that. But the VM, the VirtualBox image, I am very sure it will work with Mac. But the problem is that VirtualBox is not accessible with VoiceOver, so you may have some difficulty initially to set up your virtual image, but then once you do that, things will be fine. Another disadvantage, now we go to the disadvantages of the VirtualBox image, is that, you know, when you use VirtualBox images, you have to reserve RAM. You can't give, if you have a 2GB RAM on your system, you can't give full 2GB for Android. You have to reserve some amount of RAM for Windows. Also, some amount of processor will be used by Windows. So you won't get the ultimate performance improvements how you get on when you boot Android from your external hard drive. Also, your computer needs to be a very high-end computer or a new computer which should support virtualization technology or VTX. Now, you can enable VTX by going into the BIOS, going into advanced settings, and then find something called VTX. So that's all, my dear friends, that I wanted to talk to you about. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to boot my PC from my external hard drive, and I have already set up my Android because I require sighted help to enable talkback. I remember talks after so many days. That's pretty strange. So I have pre-set up my Android, so I'm going to boot from there and you can see how it will work. Hello there, Blind Geek Zone. I'm back on the recording here, and well, let's get my PC started into Android. And here we go. This is my external hard drive here. It's a dual wire USB, so I'm connecting both the wires. Now also you must note that when you start your computer in Android, your USB cables of the hard drive and of the pen drive should be firmly connected, because if they do come out, then really I do not know what's going to happen. The first of all, it's going to damage your hard drive, and then it's going to create a lot of errors for your computer. So you really want to make sure that that's kind of connected well. Okay then, here we are. My PC has shut down, and we are going to boot from the PC. Now you may hear some beeps when I boot from my PC and go into the BIOS. This has nothing to do with Android, or there's no error on my computer. It's just that it to let me know that I have entered the BIOS menu successfully and I can start working on it now. So here we go. I'm going to enter the BIOS first. We are inside the BIOS screen, so I'm going to hit one down arrow and enter once. Now please note, if you are using Android from your pen drive and are trying the live CD mode, then you need to press once enter, and your pen drive will get selected, and then again you need to press enter to select the live CD option. So once you select the pen drive, your live CD option is the first option in the list. So you do not need to hit the up and down arrow once you select your pen drive. You just need to go to the BIOS and hit the down arrow. How many times you need to hit that differs on your device. So you need to take sighted help for the first time till you come to know your pen drive is how many down arrows away. Once you get to know that, then you can, you know, do it on your own. Now this version of Android uses the
Pico TTS, because the Google TTS that you get with your phone or tablet by default is not compatible with the Android x86, and they are trying to work on this to make it compatible. So let's see when we get that compatible in our hands. And here we are, our Android has started. Now please note, if you hear stuttering sound like this, if you hear stuttering sound from TalkBack, well, that's totally a normal thing. It does stutter for 2-3 seconds because it loads up all the startup services, it connects to Wi-Fi, and also it syncs to the Play Store and Gmail and checks for new messages. So it does a lot of things at once. So that's why, this maximum 5 seconds, not more than that. If you get stuttering sound for about 10-15 seconds, then well, you need to upgrade your system or something is wrong. The first time you boot and you enable TalkBack and then you power down the machine, I'm going to show you how to power down also. I'm going to give you a short demonstration of the home screen. I'm going to take you to the Play Store. I'm going to take you to the settings and show you the version and things. So if you power this down and boot it up for the first time with TalkBack enabled, it may stutter for about 10 seconds for the first time only. And then the stuttering may be for 3-4 seconds. Well, by now, at least, our Android tablet must be fully booted up without any stutter. So let's go and unlock. Now, unfortunately, for unlocking, you do not have keyboard support. You need to, if TalkBack says screen off, you need to press the power button of your PC once. Just a gentle press. Do not hold and keep your power button. And then you need to slide with your mouse. Now, depending on the number of notifications and the placement of widgets on your lock screen and things, the slide area may be to the bottom right of your touchpad. Mostly it's to the bottom right. So let's try to unlock my device here. I need to press the power button once.
16-3
Yeah, it's exactly at the bottom of the touchpad, so I need to just
16-4 unlock.
Here we are, we have unlocked it. And please excuse me for the time settings. The time is around 10:40, but on my device it's wrong because I don't know why is it doing that. I need to rectify that with the settings. Anyway, the home screen, I don't know which one does it use. If I go to the app setting, it says launcher, so I don't know what does it use. It's somewhat like this. I'm going to scroll with the arrow keys here with the keypad.
Apps. Titanium backup. Root browser. Titanium backup. Gallery.
I hope it can be heard here.
Double
I'm just
tap to select.
Pick up
double
the
tap and hold to long press.
Stream.
Settings. Apps. Home screen 5 of 5. Double
so there
tap
are
to select.
5 home screens here. And let's start with the basic necessities. Let's go into settings first. And before I go to the settings, I'll just scroll with the help of the mouse and just show you. Let's see if I can double tap settings. Sorry, not the mouse, a touchpad on my laptop here.
Home screen 5.
It is kind of not responsive. Okay, I'm at the end of the home screen here. 1 minute.
Home screen 3.
I'm on home screen 1 now. Is kind of not responsive, maybe because I've not installed the Synaptex driver. All that may not make much difference here, but I don't know, the mouse isn't responsive. Now at the bottom here you have back, home buttons, so the buttons may just differ on the devices that you use. So, well, I'm not going to waste time. I'm just going to find the settings with the arrow key.
Home screen 3 settings.
Here we go.
Double tap Wi-Fi.
Now the Wi-Fi is on.
Bluetooth Windows Wire.
There is Bluetooth connect. Settings, but that's not going
to
work
double
here,
tap to select.
Unfortunately.
Double tap and hold to long press. Data usage Windows Wire. Sound, display, storage, battery, apps.
Now you may see
connected.
TalkBack kind of,
double
I don't know why does
select.
It always, read the Wi-Fi name here.
Windows
it just goes up.
Connected.
Anyway,
double
you may see some
double
settings which
press.
Are
Windows World connected.
What is going on here? Anyway,
double
I think we need to. So there may be some settings is which are not there in your
users.
x86 tablet. Phone. In your Android phone, but it will be here.
Access Windows World security language ampersand in backup ampersand reset showing items set Google backup ampersand Google and account Windows World and account system.
Now let's go into accessibility. Now when you click on accessibility, you need to press the right arrow.
Kernel version based on Android and account. System updates. Model number.
Yeah, I've clicked on about tablet. So in about tablet you'll get system updates.
Status of the battery.
You get the status.
Legal information.
And you get this.
Manufacturer, Dell Incorporated.
Now manufacturer will
double
be Dell
select.
Because mine is a Dell Inspiron Mini 10 netbook. So
model number, Inspiron 1012.
1012 is a model
double
number.
To select Android version, 4th of the second 2
double is 4.2.2. TalkBack really pronounces it at a really wrong rate.
Baseband version unknown.
Baseband version unknown because there is no SIM card feature in this. So it will say baseband version as unknown. So
kernel version 3.8.0-Android-x86+.
Now I don't know. It's pronouncing. It's giving a lot of details here, but this Android is based on kernel 3.8 of Linux, so that is the important thing to note.
Build number Android _x86-user.4th of the second 2 JDQ 39 engineer.
That is the build number. It's a long list of numbers. And that's it here. Now system updates. Well, this is like update over the air. As far as I know, you won't get any updates through this. I have not got. I don't know if they may implement this in the next release, but I don't know, you may not get updates through the system updates. So,
users, location, secure, language, backup, and the Google and account data and accessibility.
Let's go to accessibility.
Right, magnification gestures, touch and the sound text back, support, power, not magnify, talk back on.
Talk back is on. I do not want this.
Double tap to launch text. Tick box. Not ticked. Power button and scroll. Tick box. Not ticked.
Now, as you cannot call anyone from this machine, I have unticked this. Well, if your netbook supports or your laptop supports the calling feature, you can. But mine does not. Some do.
Auto rotate screen.
Now, well, you would really, by default, this is checked. You would really want to uncheck it, because if you, I've got reports that if you install Dolphin browser, it will rotate your screen in portrait, which is really odd to use on laptops. So you really want to check this.
Passwords, tick box, tick.
Now I've ticked this, by default it is not checked.
Accessibility shortcut off.
Accessibility shortcut, well, I really don't think this works, but I'm going to turn this on just for safety, although I'm not going to disable
accessibility.
Okay, so we have done that.
When this feature is turned on, you Google, show data and accessibility.
And we need to again.
Text to speech output.
Now you can select text to speech output here. The TTS, which is really compatible, is Pico TTS, and unfortunately, Ivona TTS is incompatible. I have also spoken to the developers of Ivona. They are currently also testing this version. So, you know, the Grace, I think it's the SVOX, United States English Grace, that is compatible, but at least on my system, whenever I open the app to install the TTS and voice data and things, the app just crashes. So, I don't know, maybe it may be my system problem, or it may not be compatible. I have also emailed that developer.
Touch ampersand hold delay short.
You can hold, you can set the delay of this.
Enhance web accessibility allowed.
Now by default it is not allowed. I've changed this to allowed. Now this is where you would want to come if you want to power off your machine. You can also do it by pressing the power button, but I generally do it from here. Well then, let's do some more demos here. I've shown you the settings. I have shown you the home screen. I'm going to show you two more things before we wind this up, really. I'm going to show you the Play Store on this one. It's the same look and feel as you would get on your tablet, a 10-inch tablet. This is a 10-inch screen. It's a 10 by 12. And so, you know, I'm going to show you the Play Store. We'll install apps. And if you are thinking that, well, you need to root this, this is already pre-rooted. So there is a super user app and things pre-installed. So do not need to install any apps of super user and do not need to root it. You get many apps with this version of Android. Like you get the messaging app, you get maps, you get local, You get navigation and many apps.
Hello, connect charger.
Oh yeah.
Battery is getting low. 14%
I know that.
Remaining. Battery use.
I need to charge this device here. So it was a good thing that you saw how does it give you battery low alerts also. Here we go. I've connected my charger. So as you saw till now, it's 100% accessible, like how you would get on 4.2.2. Although there should be little more development with this build, and I'm sure there will be like more apps should be compatible and things, but let's see what will happen. I'm going to take you first to the Play Store, and as I was saying, we get a lot of apps, but since I do not use these apps, and you know, this that is the number of emails that I have, so I'm syncing to my Gmail account there. So I have removed some of the apps using the Titanium Backup free version. So I've removed the maps and all, since this does not have a GPS receiver. I've uninstalled those apps because I will not be, you know, using those. Then let's go into the Play Store here. We'll back up of settings. Now, if you want to back out of somewhere, you can press the back button with your mouse. Or you can press escape on your keyboard. Escape is equivalent to back. Here we go. Let's go into the Play Store. Apps. Now, this is a list of apps that I have installed here. Some of them are pre-installed. Some of them I have installed. Nightly is Mozilla Firefox Nightly. The one in the Play Store, that's the Mozilla Firefox version 20.1 or 20.2, I think it is not compatible with this version. And the Nightlies, which are on the official Firefox website, also isn't compatible. So I got the link from the Ice Free list. And I'm also going to give it to you because the browser which is on this Android is kind of okay. It's a default browser that you get on your phone or tablet. But kind of I found it a little, you know, TalkBack sometimes stops responding and things. So I installed Nightly. Unfortunately, Google Chrome isn't compatible, although there is a new beta come out, and I need to try that out, although I'm not going to try Google Chrome as I've got Nightly, which is Mozilla Firefox Nightly. I'm going to give a download link for that also, so there's going to be a lot of links in the podcast. Notes is a very, I should say, you know, this is the one which is the best thing that they have done. It's like Notepad on Windows. In fact, let me just show you this. In fact, even I have not tried the Notes, but I discovered this when I was uninstalling apps using the Titanium Backup. It's a Notepad 4.0, I think it is. So this is like the Notepad. How accessibility is, I don't know. Let's open up this app. I'm going to show you this app here.
Notes.
To open up an app, you would hit enter. So that's equivalent to double tap. This kind of...
New note.
Oh yeah.
Save. Edit box.
Yeah, this is
double
accessible.
Tap, enter text.
Let's see.
HIIIIIMMTESTING testing ND ORD Android X9.
Oops.
9 delete 8 6 X8.
Here we go. We have made a new note here. I'll read it to you.
Save.
Now, if you arrow up, you get the save button. So, I should say this is a really commendable app. I'll search for Notepad and see if I get an update for this. It's a really commendable app. So.
Edit box. Hi, I am testing Android X 86 for the blind geek zone.
There you go. So you can see the accessibility of notes. I'm going to save this one just for fun.
Save notes.
And it's going to save it. It must have saved it. Yeah, it has saved it. So you have that in your list of notes. So it's a really good app. Let's exit out of here by pressing the escape. People kind of, I have not used this app. I don't know what it is for. But let's see if I get a chance. I will use that and I'll report it to you. Phone, well, this app is a particular one which you are not going to use unless you have a feature where you can install SIM card in your laptop and call people, then you are going to use it. Otherwise, it's not a usable app. However, I have not found a way to remove this app from the apps in the Titanium backup. I think it's a very hidden system app, so...
Play Store
is the one which we are going to go in after a short while, but before that I'm going to show you the other apps that we have here.
Root browser
is the one which I have installed. This is Root Browser Lite. This is compatible with this version, and also we are going to go to the root browser to see how you can access files from your USB pen drive. So,
RSS reader.
I should say this is a really brilliant and an accessible app. I've tried this app. It's really a good app. So you can read news on your Android tablet. Here we go.
RSS reader.
I'm going to open this app here.
Download button.
Just let it load.
Double tap to select. Double tap and hold to long press.
It's still loading the content. It's updating the content here.
Download button.
It's telling me to download something. Button. Let's download what
edit
it wants.
3D printed gun may be unfurled. More options.
Okay, yeah, whenever you open this app, it will tell you to download the latest top stories. So you need to download that. That's hardly, I think, a KB size. You could see the speed at which it downloaded. So
done. 3D printed gun may be unfurled soon.
3D printed gun.
Capable of firing multiple rounds may be unfurled soon.
Pick up my videos, Victor stream here, and make you hear this a little clear.
Smithsonian releases 128-year-old recording of Alexander Graham Bell, Red Letter Dave writes. Thanks to a newly developed audio extraction technology called Optic.
Well, I heard about this recording, and so nice recording here. 128 years old. Okay. TalkBack is telling me to double tap to select. Let's double tap and see what happens here.
Nike.
Oh yeah. What it does is it instantly opens up the news. In Nightly. Because of this app, I'm going to give you a short demonstration of Nightly. This also can be done in the beta and the post beta version of Firefox. Now, if you want to read this page heading by heading, like a screen reader, what you need to do is press H. So H will take you to different headings, and press Shift H to go back. So it's a very accessible browser, I should say. You should get this browser here. Anyway, I'm not going to read the whole news on this podcast here. I'm going to exit out of here. Now, one problem with Nightly is you cannot press escape and exit. You need to press the home button, and I need to find the home button.
Double tap to select. From one of his hundreds of discs, he donated to the new double tap to select. Smithsonian 400. From one of his hundreds of discs, he donated Smithsonian 409. From one of his hundreds of discs, he donated to the museum, which were once considered artifacts. Since many of the collect Smithsonian releases, 128-year-old Smithsonian back. From one of his header, heading Smithsonian back. A RSS reader.
So I press the back key. The problem is sometimes the positions of keys changes. So you may have back the extreme left. Sometimes if you load a full screen app, it may just go here and there, so it will take time for you to find the key. So that's why I could not find the key. So you have seen RSS news reader, you have seen Nightly. So
apps,
I'm gonna go
settings,
super user is the root app. There is terminal emulator. I really don't know what this
double
is for, so I cannot demo it to you. Let's go ahead. Titanium Backup is a very simple app which I won't be demonstrating today. If anyone, however, wants me to demonstrate Titanium Backup, you can leave a comment or you can email me. Email is the most preferred way of contacting me, unless you need to put proper subject lines in the email, because I get a lot of emails every day, and if you just put a subject line like, you know, hello and hi and things, then you know, it's really not possible for me to read 250-300 mails a day. So with subject lines like that, I just treat those mails as low priority and reply to them whenever I'm free. So you know, YouTube is a very simple app which you get on your phone, which is not, no need to demonstrate. There are also some widgets after YouTube which kind of are inaccessible. Some of them are unlabeled images and things, so I do not want to go there. Anyway, let's go back to the Play Store and let's install something. You can also see, you know, the speed at which apps really open. And you can also see at which speed apps will install now. This is really zippy and fast, you know, performance version of Android, I should say. I should really commend the developers for the work that they have done. It's really, difficult to port Android from an ARM based processor to x86 processor, really.
My apps
is what I've installed on the tablet, what I've installed on the phone. Let's search the Play Store. I'm going to search for iBlink Radio, and I hope I get the right name.
I-I-B-L-I-N-K-Blink-R-D-R-O.
please excuse me for the name if I miswritten it or misspelled it.
Navigator.
Let's see.
Drop down list. Apps. A Morse code tutor by Jerry. App drop down the edit box. Navigator. Drop down
list. Like I have.
A Morse code. Handy lyrics. Kenny Chesney by Coltida.
Misspelled the name here.
Drop navigator. My apps.
It's in my app, so
up
let's just take a look.
Button.
And I need to just search for the iBlink radio app. Please excuse me, it should take some time. Let's see if Iris installs here. Let's see if Iris is compatible with this version of Android. I'll just enter on this. No, it is not compatible. Now, if you press enter on an app and if it does not open the install page, then you should realize that the app is not compatible with your device. So you can see the iBlink radio app is let's see if M Indicator is compatible, because it's a app that gives me train timetables and things from Mumbai. So let's see if this is compatible. Oh yes, it's compatible. So good. I'm not going
to
use this app on tablet. I'm just going to show you how to install an app. Although, you know, Mike Erigo has shown you how to install apps from the Play Store on Blind Cool Tech. But I'm going to show you how to install apps on tablet. On Android x86 version. You could see the speed at which apps download and install here. So, really, this is a classical thing to have, especially if you know, my Wi-Fi is 512 kbps internet, so you could see the speed. I'm going to hit install, and I'm going to hit the accept. This app is around 7 MB, so I'll just wait for it to download here. Should download anytime now. Just wait for a minute or two. So really, you could see the speed at which apps install on this device. It's really brilliant. I'm going to open and see this app, if this app really work, and I'm going to show you what happens sometimes when you install apps which are not compatible. I'm going to hit back and go to home.
Double tap to select. Showing items 1 to 2. Don't use signing some navigate apps. Home. Root browser. M indicator.
So here we go. M indicator
double
I've got. So I'm going to open it.
M indicator. Alert what? S new. M indicator V7.1 Sparrow. McGablock SMS alert service restarted. Rail match alert M indicator isn't responding.
So here we go. If you install an app which is compatible, which is not compatible with this version of Android, maybe you will get a chance to install the app, but when it opens, it will crash. The app will crash. So I'm going to report this.
Report button. Double send feedback for M indicator. Cancel button. button. Preview button. Send button. Thanks. Your report is being sent.
There you go. So that's how you install apps. Although the app isn't quite working, but you will get an idea on how does the tablet work and how do you install apps on it. Anyway, the report has been sent and I'm going to close the app here.
Alert and indicator isn't report button. Okay button. Home.
Okay. That's it from me, my dear friends. This is all, and you can do many things with your tablet. Oh yeah, I forgot to show you another thing. How can you access pen drives from your tablet? Let's see, you have installed it on your external hard drive and booted from it, and you have music on your pen drive or MP3 player which you want to listen on your laptop in Android. So what you need to do is, although I do not have anything interesting here, I just have Linux installed on my pen drive, so you will see all the Linux files here. So I'm going to show you anyway, finding a pen drive. Yeah, I've got this 8GB pen drive, so I'm going to connect it to the USB port on the computer, on another USB. The hard drive occupies two USB ports and the pen drive occupies the third.
Using Pico TTS.
Now as I connect the pen drive to the USB, for some strange reason, I don't know what, but this just says using Pico TTS. I don't know why, but kind of strange. Maybe it's mounted. Yeah. Now that your pen drive is mounted, what you need to do is you need to open the root browser, which is a file manager which you get from Play Store. Installed it. The first time you open, it'll ask you that, you know, to enable all the features you need to download some utilities. You just say yes. I don't know what does it download, but you just say yes to it, and then it will request you for a super user request. You will have to allow it to access your pen drives and things. So here we go. I'm going to open the root browser.
Root browser. Double tap to select root browser. Double
just
tap
give
to
it
select.
A minute to load up here. Yeah, it has loaded. Now there are some files here which system files and all those, so you would not want to play with it.
Act, cac, config, update, data, source, dev, etc. Prompt,
TalkBack says like something like Moont, MNT, the name of the folder is MNT, but TalkBack just pronounces it as Munt, so it's MNT. You need to go into this folder, the MNT folder, and then you have parent folder, and you just need to wait for a minute here. It's just getting the super user things and loading it up here. So you can mount SD card and see the contents in it.
USB 0. USB 1. USB 2. USB 3. Home. USB 1.
I'm going to USB 1. And there you go, I'm in my pen drive here, and you can see so you can see all the files in my pen drive. Unfortunately, I do not have music on my pen drive to show you how does it play. Now, you know, you said, the TalkBack said USB 0, USB 1, USB 2. So, you know, these are according to the ports. My pen drive is on USB 1. The hard drive is on USB 0 and USB 2. So, that's something like that. So, there you go, my dear friends. That's it, what I want to show you. I know it has been a very long podcast, maybe of interest to some of you. Do feel free to leave a comment or to email me if you want faster answers. You can email me. My email ID is austinpinto.xaviers@gmail.com. With this, you can search for me on Facebook, Skype, Orkut, Google Plus, and GTalk. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it is Austin M. Pinto. So you can follow me on Twitter as well. And also, I would, before I could go, I would also like to tell you that if you format your hard drive, your external hard drive, in EXT2 or EXT3 file system, Windows will not be able to access that hard drive, because EXT is not a Windows file format, it's a Linux file format. You need to format your hard drive back into NTFS or FAT32 for Windows to access your hard drive. Anyway then, let's do a final thing of powering down this tablet.
Exit
this and go to settings.
Titanium backup settings. Wi-Fi, Bluetooth.
I'm doing a quick scroll down here.
Connected. Alert power off. Do you want to shut down? Cancel. The OK button.
I'm going
to
hit on OK.
Wi-Fi. Alert power off. Shutting down.
And it is shutting down. So that's it from me, my dear friends. Take care of yourself. Enjoy and keep Androiding. Now, if you want to contact the developers and the other people who are using Android x86 version, you need to join the Android x86 Google group, and I'm going to give you the link to join the group in the description. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and please excuse me for the audio quality, as I have switched from PC to my Victor Stream. And also, if you hear any sound of breeze or air hitting the microphone, please excuse me for that too. Our area is a little breezy today, so please excuse me for that. And that is, I don't have any control over that today, so please excuse me for that.